miraculous rescues. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A few still happening in Turkey a week after devastating earthquakes.
After 182 hours in the rubble, a survivor has been pulled out alive. It's a 13-year-old boy, Khan. Holding the hand of one of his rescuers, he's carried to an ambulance. That was in Hatay province. In Karamanmaraş, a 10-year-old girl and a 35-year-old woman have somehow survived. Teams from Turkey and abroad, from coal miners to sniffer dogs, keep up the search. But as the body count rises, hope fades with every hour.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. More than 35,000 known dead in Turkey and Syria. A judge in Georgia is ordering parts of a grand jury's election interference probe to be released.
Fulton County Judge Robert McBurney ruled three excerpts from the grand jury's report can be released Thursday. District Attorney Fannie Willis prompted a grand jury convening with her investigation into former President Trump and his allies after a recorded phone call was released in which then-President Trump told Georgia Secretary of State he just needed to find 11,000 votes after the 2020 election. The grand jury heard from witnesses including South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. The judge said a grand jury report would typically not be released as it is often a one-sided review, but he said due to compelling public interest, some excerpts could be shared.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. This special grand jury was not authorized to bring charges, sending its report to prosecutors who are still reviewing that. Just getting word that the driver of a U-Haul truck is detained in New York City after reports of a police officer, patrol car, and multiple pedestrians struck in Brooklyn in more than one location. Officials say the driver fled after running onto a sidewalk but was later detained. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle raising more questions now that a total of four objects have been shot down, including a Chinese spy balloon.
The president has no public events on his schedule today, meaning that we won't even get a chance to try to shout questions at him as he goes about his day. New objects have been shot down just since Friday. People are clamoring for answers. As he went into church this weekend, reporters tried to get the president to comment, but he did not respond. The Pentagon says there are many differences between the initial spy balloon and these objects, as they're being described. The spy balloon was flying at 60,000 feet. It was about the size of a regional jet, and it had the ability to maneuver on its own. Officials say for those reasons, they let it cross the U.S. before shooting it down over open water so as not to endanger anybody below.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The three other objects were shot down off Alaska, over Canada, and over Lake Huron in Michigan. In each case, the goal is to recover wreckage to learn more. The man police say executed a Florida dad along a roadside appears in court.
Jared Brittigan was found shot to death last year in Jacksonville Beach. Police say he stopped to remove a tire from the road and was ambushed as part of a plot against him. 62-year-old Henry Tenen is now charged with being the gunman. Tenen was arraigned, and Brittigan's widow, Kirsten, was there.
Yeah, we know this is going to be a long process. This is just the very beginning. Thankfully, we've got a lot of support, a lot of prayers, and we're just going to brace ourselves for what's ahead.
Brittigan was a Microsoft executive. His young daughter was in the car at the time of the murder. Investigators say others are involved.
Fox's Evan Brown. Just quickly from New York City, police now confirming three pedestrians injured in this incident involving a U-Haul truck. The driver has been detained. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.